Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Keith Creel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Creel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Willard to Franco and they have Barrett trapped. The throw over to Tabler, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Hoffman steals second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 1 in the game. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Easler reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans is walked intentionally. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ojeda fires to first and picks off Bernazard. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Franco reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Buckner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans is walked intentionally. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gettman moves to third. Evans moves to second. Rich Thompson now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0-for-2 in the game. Ayala hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gettman hits a line drive into left field. Nixon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nixon. Buckner scores. Easler goes all the way around to score. Gettman moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-4 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Easterly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.